Today, April 23rd, is St. George's Day, a national holiday in England. It is also the day William Shakespeare is said to have been born in 1564, and the date on which he died in 1616. The Royal Shakespeare Company is in exotic Brooklyn to stage four history plays to mark the anniversary. Our man Jeff London has more.
Gregory Doran is the RSC's artistic director. He says the only account of Shakespeare's death was written 40 years afterwards by the vicar of the church where he's buried. He wrote
that Shakespeare and his friends Ben Jonson and Michael Drayton had a merry meeting, drank too much, and Shakespeare died of a fever there contracted. So it sounds like Bill and Ben and their friend Mike went out for a birthday binge and overdid it, and he shuffled off his mortal coil.
Well, actually, there was a typhoid epidemic in 1616, and Shakespeare could have died of that. But Doran prefers the drinking story. The four plays his company is presenting, Richard II, Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, and Henry V, reveal much about what makes Shakespeare great. His gift for lyric poetry and bawdy comedy, for depicting heroic triumphs and tragic downfalls.
I think whenever you put them on, you see political resonances.
David Tennant, who's best known in this country for his appearances in such television series as Doctor Who and Broadchurch, is playing the tragic King Richard II. Tennant says Shakespeare saw, 400 years ago, how history unfortunately repeats itself.
Maybe that says more about the fact that we as a society never seem to learn from history. Or maybe it just talks about Shakespeare's ability to get to the kernel of human experience and to be expressing those eternal truths about how we live our lives, how we attempt to create power structures
that crumble. The hubris of Tennant's character leads to his downfall.
For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings. How some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed.
While Richard II deals primarily with the aristocracy, the two Henry IV plays, which follow it in the cycle, present England both high and low, says the RSC's Gregory Doran.
There's a real huge picture of society, from the king down to the boy who serves in the pub, from the country justice to the prostitute.
To the larger-than-life character of Falstaff. Sir Anthony Scher, who plays him, calls Falstaff the Lord of Misrule, the guy who breaks all the rules. It's a character Scher says transcends not only the ages, but very different cultures. Before the RSC landed in Brooklyn, it played Beijing.
As soon as we started playing in front of Chinese audiences, we realized again, Shakespeare is such a good writer that he doesn't write history lessons. He writes great drama. Every society has a Falstaff. You know, we all know of the fat guy getting drunk in the pub, telling preposterous stories.
What is honor? A word. What is that word, honour? Air. Who hath it? He that died a Wednesday. Doth he feel it? No. Doth he hear it? No. Is it insensible then? Yea, to the dead.
Falstaff, the rogue and liar, is a mentor to Henry as he progresses from prince to king over the course of three plays. Alex Hassel plays him in the RSC's cycle.
To explore writing of such depth by potentially the best writer of, you know, all mankind is a real privilege and takes sort of every facility I have to attempt to live up to the potential in the part.
That potential speaks very much to our current time. The RSC's Gregory Doran says Shakespeare somehow provides us with words when words fail. The company presented Henry V last November, a day after the terror attacks in Paris.
After the Battle of Agincourt, Henry reads out the list of the slaughtered French, and that afternoon you could hear a pin drop. Shakespeare wasn't intending that. He wouldn't know 400 years ago that this was going to happen on this particular day, but it did, and it made a deep impression. And Shakespeare somehow is like a magnet that attracts all the iron filings of whatever is going on in the world. And somehow, because he articulates 360 degrees of humanity, inevitably he talks about today as much as he talks about his time then.
So while we mourn his untimely death, Shakespeare always leaves us much to consider. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.